on top of Urban Authentic and everything else, you also started a musician social network, iBeats.com.
Correct.
Tell me about that and what your plans are, what your hopes are for that.
Sure. iBeats is basically right now in called beta mode, which is just really testing. It's just a few friends on there and people that are in the business who I know have an interest in the music side and technical side of the business to kind of just test it out, go through it, and give me feedback. But ultimately, I really want iBeats to the whole idea of that, again, was that I couldn't really find a portal or one place where people could connect within each other but also share important information about the business from a technical side, from equipment, engineering, producing, to the business side, you know, royalties, publishing, licensing, all that kind of stuff, but with real credible industry people. So, you know, not just sort of like an open field like MySpace is, where it's just you really don't know who's who, and it's kind of just overpopulated, and it doesn't really, if you really think about it, it's really more a place to connect and socialize with people, which is great, but there is no information there. You know, you're not going to find the latest production tips or what licensing is. So that's what I eventually is going to, really what I want it to be is like the place to go to for industry professionals, and not just professionals, but when I mean professionals is just anybody who's seriously pursuing music as their career.
Right, versus a hobby. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
And in doing that, and moving over to the online side and technology, where do you see, especially for songwriters and producers, where do you see technology taking that from how it used to go to now with the MP3s, the digital downloads, tracking music? Is there going to be a change for producers and songwriters, or is it going to be business as usual?
Well, one of the things that I'm sort of, we've started to develop, I mean, iBeats right now is just a social portal with information. That's sort of the basic blueprint of it. But also, the idea of iBeats is for it to eventually create, you know, applications for producers. So what I see in the future is that I think, you know, people are going to really be able to eventually collaborate online, which they already can, but it's, you know, Internet connections can be a little bit weird. You know, not everybody may have the same speeds, and things are a little bit different all over the place. But I think eventually, as the Internet becomes even faster, when they take it, you know, out of the ground and into satellite, they're going to be able to pump much more information to you. And so when that happens, I think people are really going to start collaborating on a, you know, local, international, and worldwide level. And I think that's one of the changes that's going to really create some amazing things, to be able to collaborate without problems, seamlessly, with somebody else in another part of the world or the country, you know?
Right.
So
just a whole lot of new opportunities for people.
Absolutely. Exactly. And you'll be able to really create new opportunities because, you can already send files back and forth, but that's going to, you know, to do things in real time, you know, as we all know, that's really the magic of writing, is when you can actually be in the moment with somebody creating a piece of music.
Yep, and somebody on the other side of the planet. That'll be very interesting.
Yeah. So, but eventually that's what the idea of iBeats is for, to start for that company, you know, online side of things that I'm doing, is to start creating applications for musicians.
And lastly, if there's any songwriters, producers that want to sort of submit anything to you, some music or, you know, questions or anything, how can they reach out to you?
Very easy. You can, the best way, we don't particularly really accept like CDs and things like that, just because it gets bulky and really time consuming to listen to stuff that way.
Right.
And also, even just for, you know, it's not be liable on anybody's copyright, because I could get three things that may sound very similar, and maybe I license one, and then someone might say, "Hey, that's my song," and in actuality, it isn't. It just happens to sound like something they've done. So, to keep everything on an even playing field, the best way is you can always send me an email with a link to a MySpace page, a website, or anywhere where your music is posted for me to listen to. And that people do all the time, and it's pretty awesome because, you know, I can just go right to stuff and listen to it without any problem. So you can do that at Jorge@UrbanAuthentic.com. Or, you know, you can join iBeats. That's another reason why I created it. So friends and people, you know, who are interested in getting music can actually become part of the network and upload as much music as they want, which is another thing. You don't have the limits you do with MySpace.
Right, and I really suggest that. I've checked out iBeats. I became a member. I love it. So
yeah, thanks for joining, by the way. We've been really actively doing a lot of cool things on there, and that's what it's about. I want people to just try all the different things that are available, and if you anybody, you know, if you have any questions or anything, suggestions, by all means, please. That's what the stage we are at right now is, just for everybody to test it.
Okay. Well, I'd like to thank you for taking time out of your day. I know you're a busy, busy person. And I wish you a lot more success in the future, and I hope to stay in touch with you, and definitely let us know what new things you got going and any other new genius developments that you might think of.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you for having me and for having this really great series that you've developed.
All right, well, we'll be talking, and we'll get you back on here again.
You got it.
Right.
Take care.